Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1487, recorded Thursday, September 25th, 2014. Who's the mom? This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Harry's, for guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. Go to harrys.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code GizWiz when you check out.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this episode of the GizWiz, we got automatic drills, flux capacitors, and ice cream. What more could you want?
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Now! And hello and welcome to the GizWiz. And here he is, the GizWiz himself, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing?
How you
Dick
doing?
D? I'm doing great. This has been a roller coaster of a week, and it's fantastic at the moment. So, having a great time.
Wow. So, tell me about just one of the upswings of this week that made you so giddy.
Well, I have an issue where I take on more work than I can actually do. I'll say yes to any new project as long as I find it fascinating and fun. And so, I was definitely a little bit overworked and stressed at Twit. And there was a blog post on the Inside Twit blog where I'm doing a little bit less work now, and it is a huge weight off my shoulders. So I can focus more on the GizWiz, on Twit, on MacBreak Weekly, and put more of my passions towards fewer things, which is exciting.
Okay, that's something to be happy about.
Yes.
Yes. Great. Yes.
And how about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing super. I have two guests today. I think doing away with the $50 surcharge.
Oh.
To watch the show.
Is it ladies' night at the
bringing people's in? No, I have Sam the man with the tan van.
Oh, cool.
Here.
Hi, Sam. Yeah.
And his wife, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Yeah. And they're big fans of the show. And Sam works for Dell. So he does a product testing, right? Product testing for Dell.
We also have guests in the audience. Jeff Needle's very own family is here. And then also some random guy. No. Sorry. You know, I didn't even bother to introduce myself to anyone. If you could cut back to that shot, Jeff's dad, you could wave. Sister and brother are here, and then mother are all here.
Sister-in-law.
Brother and sister. Okay, that's embarrassing. Sorry about that.
So four of those five people are already on the payroll. See if you can guess which ones.
And then where are you from?
I'm from Virginia.
From Virginia. So awesome. So we have a full audience. Normally, we're just doing an audience to the rats here in the brick house. And today, people. I mean,
people everywhere.
Everywhere.
People on both coasts.
It's insane. I can't deal with it. I don't know what to do.
We've tripled our audience.
We have. It's not just Jeff and Josh watching the show now. So
yeah. Yeah.
That's great. So let's jump straight into it.
Yep,
we have a big show.
Let's jump into the things.
Soap There's of the something... month and everything coming up next.
Oh,
so.
Great. Great. So yeah. Something new from Black Plus Decker. I have no idea why it suddenly changed, but on the box now it says Black Plus Decker, but they have a brand new drill driver, and I made a little video, and so you can see what this little gadget does. So let's go to the digital recording.
Vic DiBartolo, Maz Meta, try to end the GizWiz, another one-take theater here on Twit. Something pretty new from Black and Decker. I think now it's Black Plus Decker. Anyway, this is new for 2014. if you're watching this in 2090, it's not so new, okay? This is it. It is the 20-volt max lithium drill driver with AutoSense. Whoa! This is it right here. And AutoSense, with AutoSense, the drill will automatically stop most screws when it is flush with what you're working on. And the drill is lightweight. The 20-volt lithium battery means it has a lot of power in it. And a neat little dashboard here. So this is when you're drilling. So the blue light is on. The green means it's fully charged. Lithium ion batteries last a long time. And then this is to move it over to the screw mode. Now, I am very, very bad with power tools. When my partner Dennis came into the kitchen and I was making mocha frappuccino with this, he said, you know what? Let me do this demo, okay? So I'm going to turn it over to Dennis. He signed a contract. We're allowed to show his hands and his arms up to the elbow. He's very camera shy. And he's going to do some. So we have a 2x4. And we have some screws, and we'll see if this little guy stops the screw when it's flush with the top of the work. That's it. Oh, the little driver is built right into the base here, so that's good. And there's also built in an LED light that shines up on your work. Okay, this is angled up to right about there. So you can see my finger is lit up. Okay, so it's really a neat little gadget. Okay, let's go to the demo. Okay, getting ready for the demo here. My turn at cameraman. And okay. Perfect. Okay, now turn it on to me and I'll tell you what happened. Okay. What it did is it drilled it in. It stopped when it was level with the wood. And then that is the countersink mode. So what you do is you drive the screw. When it's level with the surface of your work, you stop. But if you want to countersink it, you push the trigger again, and it does that each time, driving it a tiny bit deeper. And that's where it lets you decide when to stop, how far countersink.
All right, so Dennis did it one shot. I'm bad at this, but I'll do it again. Okay, so the screw's in place, and ready?
The other end.
The other end.
This is why Dennis uses the power tool.
I was actually kidding. Okay, so
now... The screw in. The drill part.
Oh, the drill part. Okay. The screwdriver part. Wait a second. I guess the thing has to go in those holes, sort of, and... Oh, it's in reverse. Gosh. And now it's in forward. Okay. Oh, wait. I did it. Now, wait. I have to go into countersink.
It's pretty interesting.
Oh, I guess it countersunk. Oh, so that's pretty neat. It is $80. And you're probably seeing the mic wire draping in there. It's $80, and that includes the drill and this little charger. So you slide the lithium ion battery off the bottom. This goes in the wall and charges the battery. But you know, if you don't use the battery a lot, lithium ion, it'll stay charged for like a year or more. That's the advantage of lithium ion. That's it. Black Plus Decker AutoSense drill. About $79. Oh, our neighbors are also doing construction.
Perfect timing.
It's so funny they started hammering just as we finished.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Two things. One, you're absolutely right. Black Plus Decker. I do not understand.
Yeah, I don't know
it's
when
it's everywhere.
It
it's on the side of the drill ear.
Yes.
That's really funny. And then second, this was actually, I'm actually excited about this because it's very easy to overshoot your drilling if you're on something that's not as solid as the 2x4 you're working on. If you're doing dry rock or you know, anything else that's thin or fragile, getting it to stop directly flush is difficult to do. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no. I have a thing here that there's a little microprocessor inside, and it analyzes the rate of change as it drives the screw, and it will stop the screw from moving into the material within 3 milliseconds when, I guess, it determines that the screw is slowing down drastically. So it's very clever. And the 20-volt max battery system is interchangeable with 30 other Black Plus Decker power tools and outdoor gardening tools. So it's a clever system.
Are they
and as you just showed
us?
It.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you showed it. I see it's $79 on Amazon, and it's Amazon Prime. And it got pretty good reviews. I think, is it still like 32 people?
Yeah, 32 customer reviews at 4.5 stars.
Does. That's pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. Do they expect us to say Black Plus Decker? Because that is way more difficult to say than Black and Decker.
It is funny. Yeah.
Well, that's $80. Yes. Also, isn't too bad for a screwdriver for a new.
No, especially the twenty volt is a lot of power for that guy. So that's pretty good. Good. So you are a craftsman. You are.
My father is a woodshop teacher. He teaches woodshop for middle schoolers.
Does he have all his fingers?
He has.
Oh, okay. Because
one of them is a little shorter than the others.
Oh, okay.
They now have a power drop installed on the saw table. He has most of his fingers.
Oh, damn.
No children were injured. No one ever has been. So power tools is something I've definitely lived around. And I actually took woodshop, not when he was a teacher, but in the same middle school that he teaches in now. And we learned everything, and it was a ton of fun. It was just an absolute ton of fun. And so I've forever been fairly handy. And also, theater. I was in the construction group at the theater, and we would build sets, and that ended up being like the woodshop shop for high school, which didn't realize.
Yeah.
We didn't offer woodshop in high school, but the theater group made these sets, and it was absolutely woodshop all around, and so that was a ton of fun. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah. Cool. Let's
move
on.
So now I have another test for you, Chad.
Yes.
So last week you didn't know Lauren Bacall. You didn't know Match Game.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to show you a little device, and you tell me where it might have been seen.
Okay.
And where it might have come from.
Back to the Future.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
This scene.
2100 gigawatts. 21 million gigawatts. What is it? 21 billion gigawatts.
You know, anyway, yeah, yes, it is from Back to the Future.
1.21 gigawatts.
Million. Yeah, gigawatts. Something like that.
People
it's the flux capacitor.
Right.
And this is kind of neat. And I saw this online at ThinkGeek, and I thought, you know what? That's great for the Gizwiz. I should get one. And when I clicked on order it, it came up April Fool. So it was one of their April Fool gadgets from this past April Fool's Day. However, so many people clicked on it that, and they've done this a few times now, they decided we should just really make this.
Yeah.
Because people want it.
Oh, and it not only is it really cool to plug into your lighter, but it also has USB ports on the side.
Exactly. It has two ports,
so cool.
A 1 amp and a 2.1 amp. And there's a little on-off switch on the side if you want to shut the light effect off. But I think the reason you'd probably buy it is you want the light effect. And it's very clever. There's a little bit of video. Maybe we just see.
There we are.
It's like less than a minute, I think.
I wonder if they have a DeLorean to throw it into.
I think a DeLorean type substitute.
I don't think those are gullwing doors. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's very clever. Yeah. They do kind of funny. Yes, exactly. I think, it's so funny. I see they blocked out the license plate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I want to see fire on the ground.
Yes.
Wait a second.
That ain't going to happen.
Oh. Oh. Now he's a Viking.
He's a Viking. And
a wizard.
A wizard. Change your past. Anyway, that's the little guy.
Yeah, that's really neat.
The flux capacity USB car charger from ThinkGeek and available soon. Right now, it still says on the website, selling date to be announced.
Right, email me when it's available.
Yes, exactly. You can be emailed. But this is an actual working sample that I have here. So it is very close to being on sale.
And a 2.1 amp charger in a USB cigarette lighter charger is a pretty good thing. That'll charge an iPad. It'll charge your phone even faster. That's a nice little feature that they added on top of having a cool flux capacitor in your car.
Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
That is neat.
$24.99. And only ThinkGeek, by the way. Since they invented it, you won't find it on Amazon.
In the same thread of things that were April Fool's Day, I believe unicorn meat was something that is one of the April Fool's Day things.
I remember they made the... The sleeping bag.
Yeah, they made a sleeping bag, but this is canned unicorn meat. and it's funny because on here they had the other like magic meat or something like that is like a joke on the other white meat from tuna.
I see. Oh, that's very funny.
And they actually got like a cease and desist letter that was like, you cannot have the other, meat that's a trademark. And they were like, well, in fact, unicorns don't exist. And this is a fake product.
Oh, that's so
it was
funny.
Pretty funny. And so inside of the can, instead of getting actual meat, you get a mini unicorn plushie that looks like that inside.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I see.
Pretty good stuff.
That's very funny.
Pretty good
that's
stuff. And that was another one of the April Fool's Day jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Gadget number three.
Gadget number three. Boy, I like this gadget a lot. And we all hate all the cables we have that get tangled up. You put them down on the desk, curled up. And when you pick them up, they're knotted up. It's like the knot fairy comes in and says, wait till they pick this up again. Anyway, so this is a solution to that, and it's my second and final video of this show.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Menace, writer, and the Gizwiz, One Take Theater here on Twit. It's time to recoil. Yes, jump back in horror that we've made another video. No, it's time to recoil, as in recoil cord management systems. Untangle your life with automatic cord winders. All right? So that's what a packaging looks like. And if you were over at gizwiz.biz playing the What the Heck Is It game, without knowing what told you, you would have a hard time guessing what that is. But this is a recoil cord rewind. So this is how you do it. There are three different sizes. Use the littlest size, which this is for earbuds. And it says winding earbuds, leave the jack end slightly longer. So you find the middle, okay? I left the jack end a little longer. You put it on this hook. Let me get the hook in there. Then you pull down and at an angle, okay, doing that. And now it is winding up, winding, winding, winding.
Oh, there's like a little spring in there.
And now this is an easy way to throw these in your backpack. You can put these in your pocket if you want. And then you grab a hold of both of them. Actually, this went very far in. Oh, I got it. Okay, then you grab the wires. You unwind it. And it locks, and you take it off. And you have your earbuds. Now, there are three different sizes. This one has a charging cable on it, okay, so you can pull it out. Then we found a use for the very large one, okay?
I like this microphone, but it has too much cable on it. Probably the people at a Recoil say, well, that's not what we made it for. But we use it to wind up a lot of the cable in the middle, which we don't use. So we're very happy to have the big one of the Recoil. They're on Amazon. The little guys come in colors. They're, you know, $10, $9.99. And the big kit, I think the big kit's about $27. You get the large, which is red on the inside. Blue is medium. And the green is the small one. And if you buy the three-pack, well, you save a few bucks. And it also comes with a little stand. So that, let's see how the stand. Oh, okay. That's neat. So the stand lets you stand them up. You just push in and they click in. So the stand is free with the three-pack. Something to be aware of from the reviews on Amazon is that you cannot stop the cord halfway, okay? You put the cord on, and when you wind it up, it winds up the cord entirely. And when you pull it out, there's no mid-stop. So you have to pull it all the way out. It'll stop, and then you can pop it off the little hook. And I think that's it. I'm just going to give a quick look on the package back. The small ones are for earbuds or small earbuds with a small mic. The medium winder is for USB cords, earbuds, and headphones. The large winder for charging cables and other cords up to 5 feet, up to five feet, 60 inches. That's it. Recoil from the Giz Whiz. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest writer. And what else can we wrap up? Fairway. Where's your leash? Bye.
That's interesting. I have the same issue as I roll my headphones in a thing, and I throw them in my backpack, and the next time I get them out,
yes,
no matter what I do, they're just not correctly, they're always tangled up.
Yes, they're always messed up.
Yeah.
So this is a solution. I have no idea how it's going to be over the long term. I just got them yesterday, but from what I've seen so far, they work great, and as I said, I'm using the big one to store. I like the mic we have a lot, and it's 20 feet long, so it's great at exhibitions and stuff to have all that mic cable. But around the house, I used to wrap it around a toilet paper roll, you know, the cardboard tube.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I thought, well, let's just roll it into this big Recoil winder until it stops.
Right.
And it takes up enough, so now I have just about 10 feet of mic cable and that a rewinder in the middle of it. So it works great for me for that, anyway.
And it's a cool concept that the inside has a spring, and when you unlock it for that first time, it'll wind up releasing the spring but taking in the cord. And when you pull the cord out, it resets the spring for the next use.
Exactly. Yeah, it locks in the open position, and that's when you pop it off the little hook.
That's very cool. And $10 for each size. It's just whichever size you want. And on Amazon.
And I looked on Amazon. It looked like someone was selling a set of three for almost $25.
Yeah, $24.82 currently.
Right, with the free stand, which they sell separately for $3. So you save like $6 with the three-pack.
Interesting. Very cool. I like it. I've seen headphone detanglers forever, but nothing that seems that simple and will automatically rewind them into recoil them into the device.
Yes, recoil.
Pretty neat. Well, coming up next, we have a lot. We still have Soap of the Month. I have my crappy corner, and then we have to tell you what's going to come up next week, and of course, much more. But before we get there, we have to thank our sponsor for this episode, and that is Harry's. Shave better with Harry's. I shaved with Harry's this morning. If you're not familiar with what Harry's is, it's a sort of like a club that you can sign up for, and they will ship you shaving supplies to your house. Now, what you get in your house, it comes in this nice little box right to your door. You don't have to go to the store. What you get will have sort of like an insert to keep everything together. Don't worry, in shipping it will not move around. But I have something special. They're brand...
Wait a minute, because I use Harry's, and I've never seen that. What is that?
This is brand new. This is their foaming shaving gel. So, and they still offer the other shaving cream. But this is aerosol, and here, I'll squirt out the tiniest amount. Oh, there we go. There's a lot. There's a ton. And this is, as you work it around on your face, it'll foam up. Which is a really, really cool addition to the Harry's product line. So on top of that, you have, of course, your Harry's shaving blades, the shaving handle, and they offer different packages for you to sign up for. They have like a Truman set and a Winston set. Different handle blades for handles for the blades, and then on top of that, they also now offer aftershave moisturizer. Which, oh man, I'm smelling the shave gel. Oh, it smells really good. Wow, that smells really good. And then they also offer aftershave, which is a lotion that you put on right after you shave to moisturize, and it also has a really nice fragrance as well. I really like Harry's a lot. The blades have five different blades, individual blades on them. When they come to you, they're in these nice little packaging, and here's the handle as well. This is the Truman set. I don't think this is the Winston set. The Winston set is I believe has a chrome handle, and really nice. It was so funny. I was shaving this morning. And it was getting so close that I literally heard my face go, I was squeegeeing off glass. It was how, like I had shaved over where I had just shaved, and that is no lie. I literally heard that this morning while shaving. Another cool little thing that they give you is a little travel sort of case, so you can take your blade. Pop it in here, and now you can throw this into your luggage and not worry about the blade scuffing up either other things or getting your blade destroyed, which is kind of nice as well. Now, the best part about Harry's is that it's inexpensive. They're taking it to the shaving industry and giving you a really great price on all of their products. So head on over to harrys.com, check it out. You can sign up with a lot of different plans. You could go month to month, once every 2 months, every other month, that sort of thing. You get to decide, which is really, really nice. Started by two guys less than a year ago, Andy and Jeff, and they have done it right. You no longer have to go to a store and ask to have the razors unlocked for your convenience.
And the prices, I've been using Harry's too. They give you a very close shave. I saw it was four Gillette blades. I think it was $22.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. This is $2 a blade. It's amazing. So head on over to harrys.com. That's HARRYS.com. And if you use the promo code GizWiz, we have a special deal for you. You'll get $5 off your first purchase. That's the Truman set, which we showed off here. So for $5 off your first purchase, use promo code GizWiz. We hope that you enjoy shaving with Harry's, because both me and Dick do. And it's fantastic. And I really like the new aerosol foaming shave gel. It's a really, really nice addition to the Harry's product line. So really, really nice. And with that...
Yes, now, ladies and gentlemen, I always like to introduce this. Oh, wait, no, there's something extra special.
Right. It is time for the soap of the month. We don't have the theme. We couldn't be... we'll edit it right now. Maybe.
It's time.
Okay, hey, look at that.
Whoa.
So to do this, we're going to do it live. So I have got to go and head on over into the kitchen.
Into the audience.
We have...
Be careful, it's a very hostile group there today.
Oh, God, yeah, they're going to attack. We've spent days and days getting this new setup so that we can get a live feed from the kitchen. Do I have a mic or anything? No.
Oh, we're still hearing. Oh, speak for up, them.
Hi, I'm Chad. Yeah. Just aim your words right here. So what's y'all's names?
Mallory.
Jason.
Tracy.
Perfect. Who I thought was his mom. No.
How about their last names?
Last names all needles? All needles. All of them are needles. Test. Does this work? Test it out.
Who are you trying to get a response from?
Anyone. Say the Star Spangled Banner. I know you know it by heart. No, I'm kidding. So first.
A lot of pressure.
It is.
No, it's on.
Know how the soap of the month works?
No.
We have a soap from a company called Man Hands, and they specialize in very interesting smells. So what we do is we give you a soap. Here it is, without the packaging, and you have to guess which smell they were aiming for. There's no winners. There's no losers. Whatever you guys
decide.
And
there are no prizes.
There's no prizes. We don't have any prizes either. So let's head on over here. Feel free. Is Tracy right?
No.
Mallory. You're Tracy. Oh, my gosh. There's too many needles here. Mallory. Yeah, right. Both of you are the moms. Go ahead and grab the soap. Feel free to lather up in this sink right here. Yeah, go ahead and smell it. Do you have any idea?
Taste it.
Don't taste it. We've had people who tasted it.
It smells like chocolate.
Smells like chocolate. Okay. Yeah. That is not the correct answer.
Well, she hasn't washed her hands. She doesn't
really know. I want to
smell it again.
It's like a cocoa.
No. Creme brulee.
Cream brulee. Is that not yet. I'm not going to give you any nose. Feel free to lather up. Like, I'm not going to give you any more negatives or correct answers. Popcorn. We're going to...
I think it smells like popcorn.
Okay, we have popcorn.
I'm feeling that very strongly at the moment.
Now, has the smell changed at all now that you have it underwater?
A little bit. What that is.
That might be a smell. Who knows? The forest, okay. In the past, we've had cedar wood. We've had pizza. We've had lots of different types of foods.
See, basically, this is just a way to get the audience to wash their hands.
Right. You still think it smells like popcorn, okay. Okay, you're on?
Cheddar popcorn.
Cheddar popcorn. Which brand? Are you thinking kettle? Like kettle? Yeah. Right. Perfect.
It's pretty hot.
Oh, is it hot here? I can turn it. Yeah, there you go. Don't burn yourself. That would be the worst. We'd have video evidence. Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah, here. I'll throw it on the plate. Oh, God, it's just warm. Yeah, water was really hot. Okay, do you have any idea?
I'm going to stick with caramel.
Caramel, okay. So, caramel. Let's get everyone's... You can do... I love right after. It kind of wobbles around, which is the most unenticing ever. So, okay, what's your guess?
Well, I'm going to spell it again.
Okay, go ahead. Absolutely.
I'm going to stick with caramel corn.
Caramel corn or caramel. Kettle corn, okay. And?
It's a mix between kettle corn and cheddar popcorn.
And cheddar popcorn. The correct answer, all of you guys were very, very close, is buttered popcorn. Wow. And you said buttered popcorn at ones in here. I'll take it from you. So we said there were no prizes, but in fact, if you want, you can take this home and put it in your bathroom if you want. I think Jeff
has the closest bathroom.
Jeff has the closest bathroom to the Twit Brick House facility. So we'll give this one. Here you are, Jeff, our lovely producer.
There you go.
Perfect.
Don't say we never gave you anything.
Thank you guys so much for participating in the soap of the month. You guys were fantastic. And thanks for also supporting your little brother?
Little brother.
Perfect. Now we are going to go, but I need this, which I just grabbed magically from the refrigerator. So we're going to go back and use this for Well, you go ahead and introduce the Dickie D.
Yeah, it's going to be Chad's Crappy Corner with this amazing theme song.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Woohoo! You didn't want the intro to be too exciting.
No, too exciting. We don't need that
here. Because of what follows.
So, in my Crappy Corner, we have all sorts of extra little gadgets here.
Oh, my word.
We have ingredients. So this month, this is the last week in the kitchen month. So this is our final kitchen product.
Okay.
And to help us pull this off, we have a few extra ingredients. We have two different types of cookies and ice cream, which I am Haagen-Dazs, no less. Very nice ice cream.
If you have ice cream and chocolate chip cookies, why do you need a gadget?
Basically. I will just sit at home dunking cookies into it.
Exactly.
So my gadget is this. The Kissapri-Pro. Mini ice cream sandwich maker. How do you say that brand?
I guess it's supposed to be Cuisine.
Cuisine Pro.
God, that's a dreadful name.
I think it is like Cuisine. So Cuisine Pro.
Cuisine Pro.
But it sounds like Cuisine Pro.
Awful
like
name.
Professional Cuisine product. inside of here, these are mini ice cream sandwich makers. You buy ice cream sandwiches from the corner store. And now you can make these yourself at home. Inside, you get actually three different versions of these ice cream sandwiches. They're sort of like punches, and they're pretty simple to make the actual ice cream sandwich. And we wanted to show off two different types of cookies. So we have these Granny Bees. Cookies, and these ones are a lot softer, which you can kind of tell if I just try to bend the cookie.
I like soft cookies.
Right, so you can kind of tell. It bends just like an iPhone.
It bends.
It's amazing. and then also we have Chips Ahoy, which is the original brand of Chips Ahoy. These are not the crunchy version or the soft version, so these are actually very easy to break apart. We're going to try to not be messy here. I have a feeling we're going to fail. So let's go ahead and start off with the squishy or chewy cookies here. And there's different versions. You can make a round one, you can make a star one, or a heart one. Let's just go ahead and start off with the round one. Why not? And you take your cookie, place it in the middle of... Brian Brushwood's calling me. Place it in the middle of where you want to punch. And push down. Wow, this is actually a little bit more difficult than I thought. There we go. And now you have a cookie layer inside of your punch. Next, take your ice cream. Pull that off. And then squish the cookie.
And then you have a cookie donut left over.
you'll have an ice cream hole. And there we go. And now you have the ice cream layer. Now you have to grab another cookie.
I think this is invented by a cookie manufacturer. You're going through cookies like crazy.
Who's
going
to want the cookie crusts? I mean,
in that brick house.
Ugh.
Stand back.
There we go. So now we have the cookie sandwich, which is exactly the ice cream sandwich, really. And you push on the top, and out pops. Whoa. Your tiny ice cream sandwich. And I gotta say, this looks pretty cool. I mean, you'd throw that in the freezer and you could make a few more, and that would be a really neat little gift at a party.
That's
good. I gotta say, nothing wrong with it. So, let's test out another cookie. Oh, it's cold. I shouldn't have eaten. So let's test out the Chips Ahoy. Why not? And we'll also test out a different version. Let's just test out the heart.
Those cookies are too small for that, aren't they?
Jeff says make a star. So we're going to make a star. We're going to push it to the limit. This is very small. It's all the way around. Now, what's funny is that crunched much easier, but the full cookie is still intact. We'll take the ice cream, and I'm going to try to be a little bit more judicious here and scoop out from the sides. There we go. Got a good amount of ice cream. Aim for the next cookie. And hey, look, a lot less cookie remnants. And get that on there. Hey, I'd say that was pretty successful. And now we have a star.
That's, not bad. That's clever. Oh.
The star bits are definitely a little bit crumbly on the points. But if you're careful, I would say, hey, there's another good one. Let's try this one out.
Well, you have a hard job today.
I know. Some people say they want to be in the entertainment industry. I don't think they can handle it. Because yeah. I might get a brain freeze. That'd be the worst. Hey, they're actually really good. we can try the heart one if we want to, but I think you guys got the idea.
Yeah. What do these cost?
These are $12, and that's for, so basically, $4 for each stencil. I wasn't trying to make sure the stencil was out of the way. In fact, on most of the images, they want you to keep the plunger down at the level that you'll be attacking the cookie at.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just like that. Works with... crumbly cookies and soft cookies both. In fact, these soft cookies, I gotta say, were pretty difficult, and that might be the M&Ms. Those M&Ms might have gotten in the way and made it fairly difficult for me to slice those cookies. But I gotta say, cookie sandwiches absolutely have been made and consumed with no difficulty at all.
So you like this gadget a lot?
I give it an A+.
A+, wow.
QZ Pro mini ice cream sandwich makers on Amazon for $12.41. You can get your own.
And they're Prime too. Okay.
And they're Amazon Prime as well.
Yeah.
These are just going to melt here, I guess. I don't know what to do with them.
As soon as the camera cuts away, they'll be gone.
They'll be eaten. Someone will. There's too many cookies and ice cream on this table. For not to be used, and someone doesn't know how to open a Chips Ahoy bag correctly. Now, this is the last week of this month, so we have to figure out what next month is going to be. We've done all the hard work for you. There's no voting this month. We know that next month is October, so we're going to do a Halloween-themed month with either costumes or gadgets for making your Halloween trips easier, or
that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's
we're gonna
a good idea.
Focus on Halloween, and that'll be a lot of fun next month. So that is what is coming up next. And with that,
I think that was inspired by Jeff's family saying, "Jeff, do you have any decorations or anything we can use for Halloween?"
Jeff, do you have Jeff a bag said, you can put on your head? And he goes,
bingo.
"As a costume." And they're like. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, Jeff's awesome. Okay, so let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play.
Woo!
In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
As predicted, I don't know what happened.
It's gone, right?
It's gone. Look, I'm doing a product shot.
I know the brick house.
Nothing.
Hey, Dick and Chad.
Yeah, I know.
Look,
the
there's
brick
crumbs
house.
Right here. You want? Yep. They're gone.
There's nothing but crumbs in the brick house.
Do you like
house.
My water
what are you
as
talking
well?
About? All what right. We have a viewer video, and it starts with an email. Hey, Dick, Chad, Jeff. Jason, Alex, Josh, anyone who's now involved in production in production of the best show on the network.
Oh,
reading
thank you.
From London. I have many things in my gadget warehouse. I'm actually moving this weekend, so everything is going to my gadget warehouse, which is actually a shipping container near a farm outside of the city. This is quite possibly my favorite, given to me by my sister a number of Christmases or birthdays ago. It came from a place called Cyberdog, which is a shop lit by colored LEDs, ultraviolet tubes, right up your alley. So we're going to watch his viewer's video, and then he sent along two shots of where this was bought. So here is Nick Moody's viewer's warehouse video.
D, hey, Chad, C. Sure.
Hey.
This is Nick with a C, and this is my gadget warehouse. Now, I know you love speakers in everything, so this is speakers in my backpack.
Ooh.
Now, here's how it works. You've got a pocket in the top here, which contains a miniature amplifier. Battery-powered, four AA's go in there. Two cables coming out the sides, one for the left and the right channel, and one out of the top here, which, rather confusingly, comes down the inside of the backpack to this other zip pocket down the side here, which contains a fairly decent length of audio cable. It's got a 3.5mm jack on the end of it, which I have plugged into, get this, an MP3 player. 4 whole gigabytes of storage space and everything. Love it. Now, here's what it sounds like.
Ooh! The
Christmas thing. Well, this is the UPS song.
Right. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Because we tape at 7:30.
Yeah, exactly.
So overall, it sounds pretty good. It's a decent backpack as well, actually. It fits a 15-inch laptop very nicely. 17 inches is a bit of a stretch, but I managed it. I've got to confess, though, I don't listen to music over this thing.
You're not a jerk. Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow. That's,
you know, this is not unlike that Sonic Jacket thing that I had a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
With, it had, you know, speakers in the sides of it.
If I remember correctly, that one probably had, the one you had, had like vacuum tubes in it. It was humongous.
Yeah, it was humongous. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to be walking down the street playing it.
I mean, is it for the novelty factor of having speakers?
You know,
in a backpack?
I think it's the novelty, these? And that you think, oh, you know, I'll come in and at lunchtime everybody will sit around my backpack and listen to music.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But anyway, that was Nick Moody, and he said it came from a place called Cyberdog. And Josh, he sent a link to two different photos. Can you find them on my website? It's in the letter.
Let's see. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Actually, Chad's working on it, too. Let's race.
We're both working on it. Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Here and here.
It's, he says, here and here.
So, oh, wow. Oh, that wins. Is insane.
So that Whoa. Is, yeah, look at this place.
Wow.
And then the other shot is inside the, look at this.
Wow.
It looks a little like the brick house, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want some of those backpacks over there. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Those are cool looking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Let me get the Cyberdog. So if you're in London, check out Cyberdog.
He also says, tell Leo and Lisa to go.
Yes. He says there's also a DJ playing music, but the level is low enough so you can still hear yourself think.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, Cyberdog in London. And Nick Moody, thank you for your viewer video of the week. You'll get a Mad Mag, an Alfred E. Newman picture, and something, some piece of crap from the... I love this. Is it a 360... Oh, you're on their website,
yeah,
right?
Well, this is okay. The... Google Maps now does a thing where you can take photos inside of your business. Twit had this done, in fact. And so we're walking around the business.
Wow.
This is so cool. I mean, this looks like it's like cyberpunk, but in a store.
Yeah.
Very, very neat, in fact.
Neat. Really neat.
Yeah. I kind of want to go. Yeah. And Leo and Lisa will be in London. I need to tell them to go to Cyberdog.
To go to Cyberdog, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're looking for more videos. Always looking for videos. Gadget Warehouse, our favorite, or I Bought a Piece of Crap. You can get your hostility out. I Invented This, or my favorite gadget of all time. Could be new or very old. 2 to 3 minute video, nothing longer than that. Make the video, post it on YouTube, and send Jeff Needles and his entire family the link. It goes to gizwiz at twit.tv. And hopefully you'll see it on the show. And you too will get a Mad Magazine, a 35-year-old Alfie Newman picture, and some piece of crap from the Brick House. Okay? Send the videos.
Perfect. Now let's move on to the letter. Happening
now
in
a letter. Hey Dick and Chad, I found this on Kickstarter, immediately thought you would love it as much as I do. It's a cooler for camping, sporting events that will flat out amaze you. Check it out. I hope you'll feature it on the Giz Whiz. I love the show and thanks for all you do. Yoshi Harada, H-A-R-A-D-A. Now, Chad, I don't know if you've seen this video.
Yeah.
Do you know about this thing?
I do.
Oh, well, you sound like...
I think I'm the only person who thinks this is not a good idea.
Okay.
I swear I'm the only one who thinks it's not a good idea.
Well, you know, I would not own one, but the fact that they were looking for $50,000 and have... God. $13.25 million.
Yes. So let's tell them what it is.
Okay, should we run a little of the video?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, so they show you that. We can move along.
Yeah,
they show you know that.
Right.
Cool. So, yeah, you could turn the volume up here.
You don't realize the number of places you could really go for a blended cocktail or smoothie until you've got a blender built right into the lid. You're already carrying around a cooler full of ice and tasty
beverages.
There's
a blender.
Why not blend them up?
It's a 18-volt blender. This got to be heavy because it's got to be a big battery.
Oh, my God.
Without music.
Oh, yeah, you like music, too?
A removable Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, yeah. Not just a speaker in it, but a removable Bluetooth speaker.
From up to 30 feet away. It's amazing where speaker technology has come in the last few years. You can skip songs
amazing.
And adjust the volume right from
dance
your phone.
Dance parties.
And this
you can pour water right
really
on it or pee on it. It's up to you.
And since you've got that 18-volt battery for the blender, why not get the
You know, I had pitched you as spokesperson for this.
I don't know why, but I recharge really dislike this product.
That is... I mean, I have...
The concept, I get it. It's a cooler that has everything. It has a battery, it has a blender, it has a charger, it has a Bluetooth speaker, it has a light on the inside so you can see when you look at stuff, when you open it up at night. It has a bottle opener with a little catch for the actual...
It plays tug-of-war with you?
It plays tug-of-war with you. There's an elastic strap that'll go around the, it has a cool logo. It's the coolest logo, the coolest cooler. I just don't see this being good at all things. I don't see it having.
Okay. No, I mean, I have no desire to buy one. But I thought we'd talk about it only because I figured one of those people who spent $13.25 million may be listening to this show. And so when they get theirs, we're not going to spend $200. It's $185 and $15 shipping, I think, is the level that it begins at now to be able to get one.
Yeah.
And they're theoretically shipping in February. So all I'm saying, if you are one of those 62,642 backers, could you make us a little video?
Yeah, let us know.
And
my
say,
fear is that it's not the Bluetooth speaker is going to be crap. The blender is going to be crap. The battery is probably right on the front of that thing. It's going to short out really quickly.
Yeah, but the cooler might be pretty good.
I'm just so worried that like there's so much in here and there's so many points of failure that this is going to be and they'll have to do all of them at once and it's a Kickstarter product that. None of the features are going to be as good as buying a separate travel blender, buying a good Bluetooth speaker, buying a good cooler, and buying a flashlight.
A bungee cord.
Yeah, and a bungee cord. That is what I'm worried about. There's just too much in it. It scares the crap out of me.
Okay. Okay.
But I think it's a cool idea. I just don't
Okay. So remember, if you ordered one of these, can please share it with us, okay,
yes,
with a video.
Please prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. It's been funded. It's finished its Kickstarter campaign. So unfortunately now there's no way to pre-order it.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was still going on.
It ended, but I bet if it's,
I hope they can get by with just $16.25 million.
I don't know.
If they scrimp and save.
On their website, you can actually do a pre-order. So you won't join in the Kickstarter. You will, I guess you just send them your email and they'll email you when. Didn't get your coolest during the Kickstarter? Save $50 now. I hope maybe they're going to take over the whole industry and it's going to be amazing. It has a really cool design. I mean, I got to say, the front of it.
Well, you know what? There was a device I saw at the hardware show. It's probably going on 10 years ago that I said to Dennis, this is never, ever going to succeed. It's called Cruising Cooler. Do you know about the Cruising Cooler?
No.
Just go quickly. I think it's cruisingcooler.com. So, Chad, it's a cooler you drive.
Oh.
It is a cooler with an engine in it. And then you can hook up more coolers to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have been going for about 10 years now.
Oh,
they
my make gosh. A you can racing. Buy different versions.
You can buy a racing model.
Oh, my gosh. See, this is just stupid enough to make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so funny. You could buy cooler cabooses.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's pretty. See, to me, it's so impractical. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like the Gizwiz.
Yeah.
It's the Gizwiz show.
Yes.
So impractical.
Thanks for watching.
It's amazing. You have to listen to know how bad it can be.
You have to sit through the whole show. Okay. So there, that's the coolest cooler. And I really do hope that it does everything, because that would be really neat. What it promises, I'm in love with. What my fear is the reality.
Okay.
But you should forget all those worries and head on over to gizwiz.biz and play What the Heck Is It?
Yes.
Every single day of every single year. It's always there. I don't know where I was going with that. at gizwiz.biz, scroll down. There's right there on the side, What the Heck Is It? Click that banner and you can guess, what is this? This is the full product. This is not hidden away in some, you know, there's another part of it that you don't see. This is all of it.
Yep.
And you have to guess what it is. It's pretty obvious that this is space capsules. It's a lot like space ice cream, but it's space water. As you hold the space water.
I think it's rejects from that QZ Pro ice cream maker, whatever that thing is called.
Yeah, instead of I don't know how to say it. Yeah, they were going to make ice cream sandwiches out of this, but they found out that it wasn't good, and it solidified into that. I don't know. There are 24... Mad Magazines for funny, hilarious, interesting answers, and 12 Mad Magazines for the perfect answer for what that is, actually. But there's more if you are funny and hilarious, which we applaud here at the Gizwiz. Also, if you want to catch us record this show live, we do so on Thursdays around 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time. And if you don't catch us live, no big deal. We offer on-demand versions at twit.tv/gizwiz. And there we have 1,487 episodes so far. This is the 87th. And you can watch them all the way back to episode one. If you want to see all of the Gizwizzes, you can. You can also subscribe there to iTunes, Feedly, My Yahoo, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Zune, other podcast clients, and there's just the RSS feed there.
I think we're doing one for the Rio, too, but I'm not 100%
sure. Probably, and the Walkman.
And the
if you want No.
You know, also, I forgot to mention last week, mm-hmm. if you're in the New York area or visiting New York in October, on October 19th is the, I think it's the fourth or fifth annual GizWiz meetup.
Oh, great.
At the Boat Basin Cafe. It's Sunday, October 19th from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. We play games like on GizFizz, but you win prizes and Mad Magazines and Alfred E. Newman pictures. And
Jeff Needle's sister will be there.
Oh, great. Great, yeah, October 19th.
It might be his mother. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I still don't know.
I think his brother wants to do the catering, but it's a restaurant. I keep saying it's a restaurant.
Yeah,
he said that's okay. I'll handle it.
And what day was this again?
that worried me. October 19th, Sunday, October 19th.
Perfect.
And yeah, if you go to my website and click on Dick's Login Blog, you'll see links to the menus and pictures from last year's meetup.
4 weeks
and
Dr. away.
And Dr. Mom is there, and Meyer is there, and et cetera.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. I wish I could make it. That is really cool. So definitely put that on your calendar, save the date, and there it is. Log and blog.
Yeah, that was last year's meetup. A lot of people showed up.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
There's Old Geek and Myra, Old Geek from the chat room. And
they make you and Dennis move all the tables around?
Well, yeah. Oh, those are some of the prizes we gave away. Yeah,
that is fun. Cool. That is really cool. So if you're in the New York area on October 19th.
Right.
Definitely head down and say hi to the GizWiz family. And that wraps it up for this show. I guess we will see you next week.
I'll be here.